Flight data recorders have given accident investigators a tragic account of the mid-air collision that occurred over southern Germany last week. The Russian passenger jet and the German cargo plane would not have collided had the Russian pilot ignored his instructions from a Swiss air controller. NPR's Mary Ann Akers reports on how pilots are expected to sort out contradictory directions in a crisis.
The Russian pilot faced a life-or-death decision. Mere seconds away from hitting the cargo plane, the pilot had to choose: obey the air traffic controller who told him to descend, or heed the aircraft's computerized radar that directed him to climb. The pilot, according to German investigators, took the controller's advice, and the two aircraft slammed into each other, killing 71 people, mostly children. But what should that pilot have done? U.S. pilots say it's clear. They rely on the computer, not the controller. Should two planes be on a collision course, their onboard avoidance systems take over. The software is called TCAS, an acronym for Traffic Alert and Collision Avoidance System. It quickly separates aircraft on collision course by sending opposite instructions to the pilots.
This means one will climb and one will descend.
John Cox is an airline captain and a union safety official.
In that case, the training that we have as airline pilots indicates that you follow the TCAS first, and then the controller's instruction once the conflict is resolved.
The FAA has no written regulation on whether pilots must obey TCAS instead of controllers. FAA spokesman William Schumann says it's up to the pilot. But FAA guidelines advise controllers not to interfere if an aircraft is responding to its TCAS system. According to German investigators, the Swiss controller involved in last week's disaster did interfere after the TCAS alert. Even Mark Baumgartner, the president of the International Federation of Air Traffic Controllers and a Swiss air controller himself, admits that the controller on duty may have made a mistake.
As soon as a pilot tells to an air traffic controller, TCAS descend or TCAS climb, we are not supposed to interfere anymore into what's going on. Let the machine sort the conflict out between themselves, because if you interfere, then it makes the whole thing worse.
But is it safe for pilots to rely on a computer instead of a human controller? The FAA says there had never been a mid-air collision involving two commercial planes equipped with TCAS before last week. Former Associate FAA Administrator Tony Broderick says the collision systems are far more accurate and up-to-date than the controllers are.
These two airplanes have their own independent radars that are maybe 10, 20, 50 miles away or more from where the air traffic control radar is. So they're told that that information is very accurate, and it is accurate, and there are computers on board both airplanes that are constantly calculating the collision paths of all the airplanes within many, many dozens of miles. And it's always, TCAS is always calculating the best path to avoid all collisions.
For all that, though, Broderick says TCAS should only be considered a backup, an emergency response system that pitches in when humans make mistakes. Aviation experts say what controllers should do is keep aircraft far enough apart that the TCAS alert system is never needed. Mary Ann Akers, NPR News, Washington.
Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Tapes and transcripts are available. Call anytime, 877-NPR-TEXT, or go to our website, npr.org. Find out about the music you hear on All Things Considered. Visit All Songs Considered, NPR's online music show, at npr.org. This is NPR.